And now we bring to the Sirius NFL radio microphones the general manager of the Houston Texans, Rick Smith. Rick, thanks for coming by.
Well, thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
Rick, if you could have run that fast coming out of high school when Bennett recruited you, you'd have been a first-round pick, boy. I'll tell you what, you'd be still collecting checks.
And I'd still be playing. That's right. And unfortunately, I couldn't run that fast. And
but
that's
you
why
could
I'm
find him to
today.
Hit him, I'll tell you that.
There you go. I appreciate that.
And, well, and now, I guess, starting your last year is your first year as GM,
yes.
Right? And now starting your second year, what was that like? The transition from coming up through everything, and then being the guy in charge. And obviously, I'm not gonna say it's. I want to say this right. It's not like it's overrated, but sometimes people say, "Oh, that's the guy," and as if he's in a vacuum and doesn't do it without everyone else. But how was that experience now as you're getting into it now, starting your second year in terms of being the guy?
Well, yeah, and it's much more comfortable this year. I mean, last year we spent a lot of time and energy putting a system in place and getting the right personnel, getting the right people on board and training our guys and training the new scouts and getting our coaches in line with what we wanted them to do in the evaluation process. And I felt like we had a productive draft. I think we got some good play out of some of those young kids. And to me, the draft is vitally important to building your football team. And so this year we're so much more prepared because we have a year in the system. Everybody understands what we're asking them to do as it relates to their particular piece in the evaluation process. So I feel good about the process. I feel good about where we are, and I think we're going to continue to get better.
How with Jerry Reese, general manager of the Giants, comes away with a Super Bowl, and how much do you feel the importance of being an African-American general manager, as the league has certainly had a lot of emphasis on coaches, maybe not as much on the other end, but now more and more guys are coming into that management end of it. How do you feel about that and trying to continue this legacy and helping create more opportunities for others?
Well, I do think it's important. I think when you get opportunities and we're presented opportunities, anytime you've got a group of people who have otherwise not had a chance, and then they get opportunities, then it's important for the ones who get the opportunities to show that they're capable of producing and doing a good job. And certainly I'm aware of that, and certainly we hope that people recognize that we're on board. I think we're on schedule. If you look at our football team, I think we're on schedule. I think you look at when we came in and what we had to do from year one to year two, now I feel like, coming in and winning 6 ball games and then last year winning 8 ball games, and I think we're on the rise, and that's important. And that's going to be at the end of the day, what's the most important thing. If we can build a quality program and a consistent competitor and a team that's going to win consistently, I think people will see that, hey, he is capable, and maybe that will open the door for some other folks.
Well, Rick, you've got your team, took a lot of grief for drafting Williams. And, unfortunately, he should have been in the Pro Bowl, and he wasn't. But you've really laid the foundation. You got a quarterback that's in place, and you got a lot of things going for you. You got a great wide receiver that's going for you. But I think more so than anything is the head coach. And I asked one of their players to describe the head coach, and he said, he is the type of player, guy that is really tough. He's played the game. He's played the game as a backup. But the guys will run through a brick wall for him. And, I think that's a great situation to have. And I don't know of anybody that does it better than you do as far as your owner with your lunchroom and your practice facilities and the closeness of everything, a great stadium. So there's a lot for you to sell in the future. You won't have the success with free agents because of the fact that everybody's kind of getting smart and they're not letting those good guys come up for free agency anymore. So, your job's going to be harder, but my hat goes off to you because you've done a great, great job. And I've seen from 1 year, 06 to 07, and one of the things I love is coming down there and spending a day with you people because you do such a good job. But your job's going to get harder, I'll tell you that, because you are in the AFC South. And the AFC South right now, one of the 4 teams in the AFC South could be the team that wins the championship next year, wins the AFC championship is what I'm trying to say, next year. So, what you've done in the past is great, but move forward.
I tell you, and first of all, I appreciate that, and I do think it starts with our owner, and he is absolutely committed to winning. and obviously has put the resources in place for us to go out and do that. And you're right. I mean, our division is as tough as it is in football at this point. And so we've got to keep getting better, and we will. And I think what's important is you know, as you talk about free agents not being available anymore, and so to me, when you talk about building a team through the draft, what that means, in my opinion, is that you draft good players, but you recognize when they start contributing, and you get those guys under contract long term, right. And then you supplement via free agency, you know, here and there, but really you build a thing through the draft and get those young kids under contract, and that's what people are doing in this league today. And we certainly have that game plan and hope to, you know, continue to execute it.
And another big thing, they made some great choices in the middle rounds. Their right tackle is a third-round pick, Winston. And, you know, if I'm not mistaken, he's a player that's going to be there for many years and playing very well. And so when you have a situation like that, you know, everything is only going to go up.
Yeah, that's, as you know, with the draft, we were talking earlier, Rick, and we're talking with Rick Smith, general manager of the Houston Texans in our last moment or so, and you see a team like the Giants that had every one of their draft picks make the roster, and virtually all of them produced. We all get all excited about the number one pick, but it's those other picks that really, from your standpoint, can help them think to come in and produce, and they balance the salary cap.
There's no question. Jerry and his staff did an excellent job, obviously, last year with the draft and the success that they had on the field. I think obviously was a big part of that. Big part of that success with his draft class, you know, and it's important, like you said, those mid-round players, those fourth, fifth, sixth-round draft picks are important, and we've had a little success. Owen Daniels, I think, is a quality tight end. Even the kid that we took last year in the fourth, Fred Bennett, ended up playing a lot of football for us, and he's going to be a good player. So you've got to hit in those in those rounds.
Let me say something about Bennett. What they almost didn't get him. Another team was ready to draft him, and the owner of the other team walked in, and he said, "I want another position other than this," and consequently the other team got a player that didn't play at all last year, and they got a player that deserved recognition for rookie team of the year.
I tell you, and our owner won't ever do that because he's a South Carolina guy, and so is our owner, so I wouldn't have had a problem with Fred with that. But you're right, it's it's those things, you know how those things work sometimes in the draft. It's not an exact science, and you got to prepare and put your work in and value the board, and hopefully things work out for you on draft day.
And real quick, maybe your biggest addition so far in the offseason in coaching is, man, getting a guy like Alex Gibbs.
Oh, there's no question.
Come in. I mean, that could be huge.
We've added experience on both sides of the ball. Alex is going to be so instrumental in helping us and helping develop our young players and our offensive coaches. We've got a young offensive coordinator in Kyle Shanahan. I think Alex is going to do a nice job.
28 years old,
isn't
he?
And then on the other side of the ball, we're fortunate enough to add Ray Rhodes, and I think his experience and you know, on the defensive side of the ball, we're a better football team with those two additions.
What can we do to replace Tony Wiley and get somebody better?
I don't know if Tony's ever going to be replaced, but he's got himself entrenched pretty good.
Yeah, he does. Media.
You know, one other thing before we let him go, you see, very polished. His dad, if I'm correct, remember correctly, your dad was on the school board in the school system in Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah, he was superintendent of the public school system.
So the apple didn't fall far from the tree.
Not at all. Rick, appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Good luck this offseason. Rick Smith, general manager of the Houston Texans. We'll come back and wrap up this edition of Moving the Chains on Sirius NFL Radio.
Sirius NFL Radio, live at the 2008 NFL Combine.